got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
That's right. There's a checkpoint set up, but he's a good little minion. And so he gets to go free, and then police are arrested because they're eating, drinking out of foam cups. It's not a joke, okay? This is already going on in Europe. They're already banning the vitamins and minerals. Has nothing to do with the environment. Mike Adams, more breaking news from the Health Ranger. They have created a new special Imperial Green Police Court because the other courts won't do it. This is how tyrants work. They create new courts, and this is spun out of the eugenics courts. That's what the whole green movement is. Mike Adams, please continue.
Yes, so this prosecution is apparently going to take place under this new environmental prosecutor authority. We don't even know where that comes from. The information right now is a little bit loose because this is breaking news happening right now.
So they tell us radiation from Japan's good. They raise the safe level. All the toxic stuff, BP's great. But you try to, it's been confirmed they were selling devil mangoes.
Right, watermelons, raw honey, mangoes, raw goat milk and goat cheese. And remember, Alex, that the cops went in there and the LA County Sheriff's Department went in there and they began what can only be called a nutritional book burning. They began destroying up to $50,000 worth of fresh produce and whole foods and farm fresh eggs, pouring the milk down the drain, loading up the food. And across the street, Alex, or just down the road, is a shelter for poor people who need food. And so right in the face of people who are starving in America, they are destroying food and proving who's the master and who's the slave.
Come on,
in America
be reasonable.
Today.
It's good they tried to put that woman in jail for 93 days for a tomato box in her front yard.
Yeah.
I mean, what type of sick people are you? Let me tell you something. Watermelons? By the way, they are arresting people everywhere for selling watermelons on the side of the road. They don't let little girls have lemonade stands now. The health department. It's total control while the government. I mean, I was looking at the video of the cops that we posted at Infowars.com. You have a natural news. And they looked like people I've seen being let off of prison trucks to do work. I mean, they look seedy, oily, criminal, criminal eyes. I mean, God help this country. They've got hardcore crooks working for them.
And what's beautiful about that, Alex, there's a silver lining to this, is that this is now waking up literally millions of people who have been sitting on the sidelines and not believing that this was happening. A lot of people who were skeptical about your show or our website or the things that we were saying. Now they're seeing, oh my goodness, this is real.
Well,
this
Mike, just like yesterday, I sent your article to Drudge, and you notice it went up. And I know that Drudge and others listen. I'll just leave it at that. And we want to thank them for – I mean, look how Drudge is getting more and more hardcore. We love it. And, of course, yeah. He's exploding in popularity as if he couldn't get bigger. Hopefully you get a new report out. I mean, my gosh, watermelons, mangoes destroyed, and that the special Enviro Court – to prosecute for the watermelons and other evil. You need to get that report out, get it up at Infowars.com and Natural News, and we will get hopefully some of the big sites to carry it if His Lordship Matt Drudge sees fit.
Well, just to clarify, I don't know if it's an environmental court or maybe just a special environmental prosecutor who's going to take the case through the regular court system. So
no, but I mean, it's an environmental prosecutor is what
yes,
I'm saying.
Absolutely. And the other element in this is that there were children who could not feed on their mother's breast milk for a variety of health reasons, and they were being raised on the raw goat's milk that was being sold in this store.
By the way, let me stop you. If you go back to doctors even 30, 40 years ago, Germany, Europe, here, they would say, get raw milk, and or they even say, get the milk of a jinny or a female donkey. They say is even better in matching, and that's what the baby needs. But no, you will drink corn syrup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Everybody knows in the nutrition field that raw goat's milk is the closest thing to mother's milk for an infant. And so there are many children in L.A. who today don't have their milk because of what these, what I can only call government terrorists.
Yeah, I knew the goat was good, but Jenny's isn't even better.
My understanding is that goat's milk is still the best, but probably either one is better than pasteurized
milk. Well, you're
the
expert. You're the health ranger. You're going to be with us tonight. You're also going to be in studio doing RT later today from our studios. Mike Adams, great job for filling us in. Catherine Albrecht, straight ahead. You bet. Stay with us.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to Catherine Albrecht, who's done yeoman's work out there, exposing the total Panopticon spy grid, as we, of course, have done for 16 years, but... now it's beyond RFID chips. It's just total surveillance. Meanwhile, recession seen looming as jobless benefits end. CNBC, we never left the recession, and they knew that. And no matter how much money you give the bankers and how much services you cut, we're signed on to $1,500 trillion. Okay, it's impossible to pay. We don't owe it. In fact, if you gave, even getting into the math, what would happen if you gave 310 million Americans their percentage of $1.5 quadrillion, how much would that be individually? It's ridiculous. In fact, Jaron, will you do that equation, divide that $1,500 trillion by 310 million? I'm going to find out how much that is per person if we're going to pay that back. How much they say we owe, $14 trillion. Eurozone policymakers fail to extinguish market fire. Geithner, future Treasury Secretary, not certain. Yeah, throw him out. Throw him under the bus like that's going to change something when the same megabanks own this country through fraud. Trichet says Eurozone in better shape than U.S., Japan. Italian prosecutor sees documents from Moody's, S&P, to find out why they're claiming that Europe's in worse shape than the U.S. I remember 2 weeks ago that was reported on by Tarpley here. as he reads Italian, he speaks Italian. Will Germany save the euro from collapse? I mean, it is just bedlam, and the stock market is down. The Dow is down 370.81, NASDAQ's 93.05, S&P 42.05. And I thought it was going to be milk and honey with the debt deal, you see, which actually increases spending. And they announced the QE3, continued dollar devaluation. We're going to be covering that as the show goes on. But I wanted to get Catherine Albrecht here on the broadcast with us. Well, to also find out how her health is going, fighting breast cancer, and obviously all of us praying for her. I know I say a prayer every time I think about her, and all the other, you know, good, great people out there that are battling such things. I've got a wife and my mother and my grandmother who's actually battling breast cancer. But I'm okay, I shouldn't even got into that. The point is that that I have two daughters. It's just a terrible thing. And then you read about the bisphenol A and all the rest of it helping contribute to it. But there's so much other news with Catherine Albrecht that I want to discuss with her today, really covering the waterfront. She's also a radio talk show host and author, with just the full-on assault of control, where they used to deny that they were spying on us. Now it's just out in the open, face scanning cameras, license plate readers, biometrics at the airport. And her website is CatherineAlbrecht.com. She's also Dr. Albrecht, a master's in education from Harvard with concentration in technology, innovation, and education. Catherine, great to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex. It is always such a joy to come on your program. And a warm hello to all your listeners. They have sent just such beautiful emails and cards and letters of support as I've been battling breast cancer. And I just wanted to say a warm thank you to everybody out there listening. I love you guys. And it was just an amazing experience to see how much support is out there, how enormous, Alex, your audience has grown to become. I mean, you have listeners all over the world, and I know that because I've been hearing from them, and I just want to send just my warmest heartfelt thanks to everybody out there.
Well, absolutely. Now, listen, I'm here with bated breath. I know you gave us a message that on your own show today that you do sometimes during the week, but always at least on Saturdays, you know, while you're battling this affliction. But, I mean, give us a preview. What is your health update right now? How are you doing?
Well, the update is I've kind of picked and chosen the best from both worlds. And I know that what I've learned, there's a raging war going on between the people who are sort of the traditional oncology, conventional medicine folks, and, you know, dare I say it, the pharmaceutical industry on the one side, the natural alternative health practitioner people on the other side. And I guess because I have an academic training, as you mentioned, I have a doctorate from Harvard, and I've spent a lot of time learning how to research, I've kind of picked and chosen the best from both. And so in my case, I have stage 3C breast cancer. So for people who are familiar with cancer, that means that the cancer in my breast had actually spread up into the lymph nodes under my arm, but it didn't go any further. And that's the good news. If you catch it in time before it actually gets into, you know, an organ or into the bones or metastasizes and puts you into stage 4, if you catch it in time, then actually the conventional treatments, and I know this is going to be heresy on your show, but the conventional treatments actually add a tremendous amount to your life expectancy. So in my case, you know, and I was just as skeptical as everybody else. I was like, oh my gosh, I'll never do chemo, I'll never do surgery, radiation, forget it. And the more I've actually researched it, because of my case, which is what's called locally advanced breast cancer, it's not just a little lump, it's not just a tiny little thing, they do a lumpectomy and that's it. And, you know, when people get that, lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, supplements can make an enormous difference. When you've got a big tumor, and mine was the size of a mouse, all right, so I want you to just picture a mouse, that's big. When you've got a big tumor like that, you must get it out of the body, because you're putting so much stress and pressure on your body to try to eliminate it. If you have the surgery and allow them to remove that factory of cells, then you can go on to some of the, you know, other approaches to try to get the rest of it out of your body. And that's, you know, it's circulating around. It's in my lymphatic system, it's in my bloodstream, and it's trying to get a toehold mold on another part of my body. So in my case, what I've done is I actually am part of a cutting-edge clinical trial of a brand-new drug down at Dana-Farber, which is one of the top cancer institutes in the country. That would be my other piece of advice to anybody battling cancer. Don't just go to your local hospital down the street. Get yourself, even if you have to get on an airplane, to a top-notch cancer institute or research institute. There's about a dozen of them across the country. MD Anderson is probably your nearest one down there in Texas. They're down in Houston. For me, it's Dana-Farber down in Boston, both excellent institutions. You go there and you at least hear, what do you have for me? What is my prognosis? You know, what does this look like? And they'll give it to you straight. Your oncologist want you to live. I don't know about the drug companies necessarily, but the oncologist absolutely wants you to live. And your oncologist will map out, here's what we do. Here is the best that we can offer from medical science. And I think anybody who doesn't at least get that consult and that information is missing out on a huge potential resource that could save their lives. So in my
absolutely. If you just go to the country hospital, even if they're great doctors, they've got 10, 20-year-old technology. It's the big research hospitals where my dad actually worked in high school and in college. He actually spent a lot of time at MD Anderson, years total. They had really advanced stuff even back in the 60s. Who knows what they've got now? But overall, then, I mean, is all of this helping? Are you doing better? Because
well, it is, because what I'm doing is I'm on this experimental trial. It's a drug that's shown a whole lot of promise. I'm going to be on it until October of 2012. So it's a long time. So I'm going to be in treatment for a long time. Most women, after like 4 to 6 months, they're done with their breast cancer treatment and get on with their lives and just hope it never comes back. For me, it's going to be a longer road, but I'm feeling great. I am supplementing all of this, the traditional stuff, the conventional stuff I'm doing. I'm taking curcumin, I'm alkalizing, I'm drinking raw juices, I'm doing all of that stuff too. And when you put them together, you know, I think that's really when you get the best package. And, you know, I'm going to be writing some of this up. I actually had a bunch of people ask me. I was on Coast to Coast last night talking about this. A bunch of people wrote and said, can you just write up what you figured out? Because I can't find anybody else saying this. You know, they're either saying, you know, don't do the conventional route, get rid of the chemo, don't even think about it. Or they're saying, you know, blow off all these supplements, you know, alkalization, all this stuff doesn't work. And I'm trying to integrate the two. So I will be writing that up, and, you know, if people want to stay tuned for that, I would love to, you know, share that as I get a little deeper into this whole process.
Absolutely. And I'm just really glad that you're willing to even talk about this because it affects so many people, and all of us have a dog in the fight. And so we're all...
One in eight women in their lifetime will actually be diagnosed with breast cancer. And that's horrifying. You know, you look at India, where they're in the sun, so they're getting vitamin D. Unlike us, we're indoors, you know, typing away on our computers or watching TV or in offices. In India, their breast cancer rates and prostate cancer rates, which I guess is the equivalent for guys, you know, the hormone cancer, they're a fraction of what we have. And it's because of the sunlight, the vitamin D, which, you know, we can supplement that. And it's also because they are eating this rich diet in spices and vegetables and natural foods and things that God put on this earth. So, you know, it's amazing to me. One in eight women in this country, it's like, I don't know, it's like,
epidemic. But, I mean, obviously, Dr. Albert, you've looked at the bisphenol A, they admit it's hyperfeminizing women, making them go into puberty early, not just all the hormones in the meat, and then feminizing boys, and that it's you know, really wreaking havoc.
What a nightmare. And then soy. I mean, this is all stuff you've talked about on your show. You've got Teflon. You know, all this crazy stuff that we're just saying, oh, yeah, it's safe. Or I had somebody tell me the other day, I was talking about Teflon, and they said, well, I was actually talking to a girl. She went and told her mom, we need to get rid of our Teflon pans. And the mom said, that's crazy. If it were so bad for you, it would be illegal to sell it. And I'm thinking, I'm rolling my eyes.
Well, many cancers have doubled in the last decade alone. Diabetes has doubled the last decade, the one common type. And it's a nightmare. And ladies and gentlemen, we are under eugenics attack. And everybody's compartmentalized, the doctors, the lawyers, the teachers. But it is the higher-ups know fully what they've done. And I get emails saying, hey, it's not that bad. I go to Target now and everything is Teflon free. Yes, because Catherine Albrecht and many others educated you. Hey, suddenly they're saying bisphenol free. Yes, because we warned you, but it's still in the juice box linings and all of it. I told people for years there's uranium in most of the fluoride they put in your water. Now that's admitted. It takes standing up and saying no. And let me tell you, I've been lazy. I've been unhealthy. But I'm trying to get myself healthy. I'm trying to have my house 100% organic and clean because I've got three children. Okay? Catherine Albrecht, stay there. I want to shift gears to cover the waterfront of the Panopticon takeover and transhumanism. Because when I wanted to set you up last week for the show, it's because I heard one of your rebroadcasts dealing with transhumanism.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the Infowarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
product placement for Mexican mineral water Topo Chico. Lime flavor. But I wish they were a sponsor. This is good stuff. Just like the Pied Piper. Turned Al-Qaeda loose. Swing of destruction. All right, that's our good friend Dave Mustaine, the one, the only.
Acting like a robot.
His metal brain corrodes.
It's metal brain corrodes.
All right, let's go back to Catherine Albrecht. I'm having a little anxiety right now about the stock market. Even though I'm not in it, it's connected to our entire economy, so I tend to goof off when I'm upset. Catherine Albrecht, I want to cover the whole situation with Google and all their spying, but now you guys have really developed some great things with StartPage. We'll do that coming up at the end of the hour. But let's start getting into transhumanism and how they're pushing it like it's a great thing and really selling us eugenics and telling us it's a foregone conclusion, and cover some of the biggest threats to privacy and really human dignity that we see with the Big Brother system.
You know, that is the culmination of so much of this technology, and I don't think people quite get the big picture. And, you know, it's hard to when you're right in the middle of it because, you know, each thing that comes at you, you see it for the individual piece it is. But if we step back and look at this forest of trees that we've been creating and then take a look at what these transhumanists are actually talking about, it's all taking form. And I say that in, like, the darkest sort of sci-fi horror movie sense, that all of these little disparate pieces that have been put in place, you can almost picture them as like, well, we could call them a net, couldn't we? We could call them a web. We could refer to them in all these terms. You know, what is a net? It's designed to catch things. What is a web? It's designed to trap prey. And we have essentially now created with our technology what IBM and HP and a bunch of these companies are referring to as sort of this global life form, this global skin. And they are envisioning a time when each one of us becomes sort of a node in a nervous system of this gigantic, sentient, worldwide global entity. And it's a really disturbing concept. I've been saying this for, gosh, 10, 12 years, and as your listeners may know and listeners to my show know, you know, I'm a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. I, since the age of 8 years old, was warned about the mark of the beast, and at 8 years old in the 1970s, I had no idea how any of that could happen. How could you buy and sell with a number? I don't get that. How could you have a system that would require that could cut people off from buying and selling?
Well, that's the thing. It's being sold like it's the best things in sliced bread, but the architecture is designing it to track all of us in real time, to manipulate cultures, societies, to gauge systems, as Google says, to predict mass movements, to predict the future. I mean, this is about the globalists playing God, and they're selling it like, oh, it's going to empower you, you're going to live longer. And sure, this stuff could be positive if it was built that way, but in every case, it's built to totally enslave us.
Well, and not only that, and you've totally pegged it, Alex, but not only that, you know, as a Christian, and I know you are as well, you look at things that give humans enormous amounts of power, and you say, you know, that'd be a really great thing if we weren't living in a fallen world. You know, if everybody was great, if everybody was perfect, if everybody wanted the best for everybody else, and you know, was above board and ethical, power would be a wonderful thing to have. But as you and I both know, you create power, you put it out into the world, and what inevitably happens is that people will take it, they'll twist it, they'll abuse it, they'll use it to further their own ends and essentially stomp on everybody else. So what we have now been creating, and I think, you know, this idea of sort of the global matrix and, you know, all the things that you talk about on your show, the power that we have put into the hands of those who would take it up over our own individual lives, the power of surveillance, the power of knowledge about us, and ultimately it will be the power to control us, to control, you know, everything from the appliances in our home to the thoughts in our heads. That kind of power has now been created. That is the sort of the promise and the threat of technology. And, you know, it's funny, I was talking about Facebook the other night, and I was talking about how Facebook was denying that their facial recognition programs were any kind of a problem. And they said, you know, it's up to you whether you choose to post your face on Facebook or not. Totally your decision. You could post an avatar. You don't have to put your face up there. But, of course, we know Zuckerberg's sister said they want to get rid of anonymity completely, so everybody's known.
He called his users, you know, dumb idiots because they trust him. Look, this is a nightmare system of control, and I'm going to look at different aspects with it with Dr. Catherine Albert, who really studies these areas. And then I want to get into transhumanist Ray Kurzweil and the rest of it on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, GCNLive.com. Got a lot of key news up right now as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony. Was the place we'd meet, second seat, gold Dutch treat. You were sweet, dark a shame, darling.
All right, we're going back to Dr. Catherine Albrecht here in just a minute or two. And by the way, we're going to have a bunch of very informative guests tomorrow. We're going to continue to watch this stock market plunging. In fact, if you guys will put back on the PrisonPlanet.tv view screen the stock graph right now, I will give people the numbers. Hit refresh on that baby for me. Last time I checked, the stock market had dropped in the Dow 391 points. And now it has gone back up a tiny bit, 366. So that's good. That slide at least for now, has been corrected, but they're talking about all-out European collapse, U.S. collapse, after they got their debt ceiling increase. Go deeper into debt to us with fiat stuff we make up, and you know, we will give you some future, and then you give in to them and things get worse. They say it's the biggest rout since the pre-banker bailout days. So as you can see, it's not fixing things. We're going to Catherine Albrecht here in a moment. First off, it is your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts, baseball caps that fund this operation. Little knickknacks here and there, like the T-shirts and hats, also help you reach out to other like-minded people. Looking to tell how certified redneck I am once I'm wearing this camouflage don't tread on me hat. I talk about getting the word out and showing off to your buddies at the golf course or when you're hunting. Hey, what's InfoWars.com? You can tell them you're part of the evil, you know, Tea Party people. And then, of course, there's this shirt. This is our bestseller, Liberty or Death with a Don't Tread on Me snake. And that funds our operation here at InfoWars.com. And lastly, our great sponsors, folks like eFoods Direct. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great deal. Save 30% off the Freedom Unit, a one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536.70 off their already low price for a one-year supply of the best durable foods on the planet. The price is even lower for the same volume of food that it was when we first started back in 1981. This offer ends, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And lastly, PureWaterFreedom.com. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home or just drink the stuff the government puts in there because they care about you. With a whole house fluoride system, they have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters. The reverse osmosis systems will filter radioactive isotopes that the government's adding in the fluoride. All their filters are made in the USA. I know that's even more wicked. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Okay, going back to Catherine Albrecht. Catherine, this is our long segment here, so let's just go through a cornucopia of the surveillance systems that are violating our rights everywhere. The transhumanist, I've heard you say some really informative things on that subject and how it's being rolled out as trendy to have the microchips put in your brain, not a system of enslavement. Catherine, go over it for us.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I've just got a couple of things in the news to kind of anchor some of this. I know you've talked about these things. You know, the Interpol chief calling for a global ID card so they can manage all of this immigration. That is falling right in the hands or right on the heels of L1 Identity Solutions. Now, that's the big biometrics company. It's a U.S. company started by all the CIA spooks and NSA and Homeland Security guys, and they've been making a fortune off of this. They sold the company for billions, literally, to a French company called Safran, S-A-F-R-A-N. Now you've got a French company that owns, it's now the biggest biometrics company on the globe. It is owned by the French government, no less, and now they are in charge of all of our biometrics. It's going global. You've got Interpol saying we need a global ID card. You've got these global companies, and in fact, both L1, you know, which is the biggest company you never heard of, and Safran are both working together saying, hey, you know, this is just going to move us closer to the global management of biometric identities. So there's a big one. You've also got going on sort of here on our soil, you've got this House Judiciary Committee approving a bill, or at least giving a thumbs up, sending it back to the House now, that all ISPs would be required to log all of your internet activities for a period of 1 year. Now, that's heavy, because what that means is that without a warrant, law enforcement, this is actually part of the bill, law enforcement would be able to get into those records, pinpoint anybody or everybody. I mean, they could just do it as a blanket and say, I want to know everybody who goes to InfoWars.com or to KatherineAlbrecht.com or to StartPage.com or wherever the heck it is, and they would be able to access that list. Now, that bill, I have to say it right here now, that bill cannot stand. We cannot allow that to pass. That's got to be, I think, the biggest battle that we're going to fight in this legislative season is going to be that bill. California has a bill right now requiring all shelter pets to be microchipped. So they're moving sort of through the animals. Let's get the animals chipped. And then once you're used to chipping your pet, then you want to chip your kid, then you want to chip grandma, and then you want to chip the nuclear workers, and then you want to chip, you know,
Reuters reported like 9 years ago that they wanted to forcibly chip, and it was a policy, but when it got attention, they backed off the California prisoners. I mean, this is just they're assailing us with this until we get conditioned to it.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, years ago, the thought of putting a microchip into an animal, there wouldn't be a person in this country who wouldn't be outraged at that and say, you know, Mark of the Beast, come on, let's be real here. We're talking about transmitting a number, and we know that that can be put into human beings. It's been done. People have had these things implanted in them, in their hands even. So it is. It's a slow wearing down. And, you know, because a human lifespan is relatively short, you know, all the people who are worrying about the Social Security number back in the 1920s, you know, 1930s, they're all dead. And the rest of us are like, yeah, we're born into a world where they make us have a social. You look at the microchips, all of us who are opposing the microchips, you know, at some point down the road, it's going to be a whole new generation. And they've already found that younger people today, they're much more open to this idea of implants that could manage their cell phones or their Facebook contacts.
And at all the big video game conferences, they have speaker after speaker. It's obviously a talking point. Get up and say, soon you're going to have a chip in you that tracks everything you do, and you'll be able to play the game better. And then soon you won't be able to play the game if you don't have the chip. And then you expand out from there. They're just completely selling everyone on accepting this.
Well, and that's part of the matrix that you talk about, is once we take these chips into our bodies and we plug our brains into this network, which really is what the transhumanists are talking about, you know, we're going to dump these human bodies. You look at what Ray Kurzweil has to say, and Peter Cochrane is another one, Cochrane. He's out of England, and he wrote a horrifying thing about dumping our bodies and becoming cyborgs. And he really sums it up in an essay he wrote. He says there's going to be a point when we're going to just dump these bodies. We will all upload our consciousness into a massive entity, and that entity will be freed from the constraints of gravity and time and space, and it will be able to fly out into the universe looking for other bodies to inhabit. I'm not making that up. Now, if that's not demon possession, I don't know what is. So this notion that our technology is just making life more convenient, you know, the dishwasher helps mom, whatever, that's out the window. These guys are really talking about the next level of technology where we dump these human bags of flesh, which is how they view them, and then we all become one with sort of this master global consciousness. And I got to say, when I read the Bible and I read the book of Revelation and it talks about the beast of the end time that will control everything, I say, you know, that's exactly what that's going to look like. Because if we build it, you know, it's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. As we build this system, you know, Google, and I want to get into Google in a minute, they want to be the mind of God. That's an actual quote from one of the Google founders. They want to be the mind of God. So if we create this, and we've got the ability to be omniscient and have everyone uploaded into it and interconnected with it and brain merged with it, then that is going to be the perfect storm for Satan, the beast, to come in and say, you know, mwahaha, I now own you. And, you know, you look at what the Mark of the Beast is about, and I really think, you know, and I've sat with this since I was 8 years old, I really think this idea of needing a mark to buy and sell, which, and it's not just taking the mark that damns you, it's worshiping the beast. There's going to be a moment at some point in our future, maybe not so far off, where you're going to be asked, listen, you're going to swear allegiance, you're going to take this thing, and when you do it, you will be changed. And you're going to be changed spiritually. Something's going to happen. It would not surprise me, Alex, and, you know, I've thought about even writing a novel about this, if it wasn't that you literally upload your soul into something for permanent safekeeping. It'll be quote-unquote immortal.
And by the way, this is all quackery. It's like for decades they ended up imprisoning tens of thousands of innocent people with their stupid lie detector test, and then now they have high-tech brain scanners that they claim. Then they show the jury, look, the blinking lights say you're guilty. It's like, Mr. Rockefeller, you've paid us $10 billion. Now you're not going to die. We're uploading your soul. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and it'll be a computer program that can talk to you. It may even be sentient, and they've already got computers here that can make decisions, do puzzles very well, and be humans. And so you won't be able to converse. It'll sound like David Rockefeller, be like, good, now I can die, I live forever. And it's just a total con. Don't forget, there's a lot of quackery involved here. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think there's such enormous spiritual pieces to this. And anybody who doesn't feel the spiritual battle is, you know, they need to get on their knees and pray a little
bit. Satan wants to be God, and he's using this creation to try to build it.
Well, you got it. And the thing about Satan is, you know, obviously he's never going to be God. He's going to shake his tiny fist at God. His efforts to replicate God's powers are so pathetic, and they always fall short, and they always fail, and they always have a downside. And this idea, you know, only God can give us immortality. Only God can give us eternal life. But Satan's going to say, and I really believe this is going to happen, at some point, listen, you know, you're going to die at age 80 or 90. Maybe we can get you up to 100, but eventually you're going to die. But if you upload into this matrix, you will live forever. And when people make that bargain, when they worship that and make that bargain and upload themselves into that, that's going to be the moment when they lose their souls. And their soul will not be redeemable at that point. It will belong to Satan. The Bible's very clear on that. Now, you may think, and I'm sure there's listeners out there going, wow, Catherine's really gone off the deep end. But let me tell you, this is not me speaking. This is the people on the other side clearly spelling this out. They say it as clear as I'm saying it.
Kurzweil says that people who won't take this will just be put in ghettos and then basically won't be needed. They're all writing about that. And
they're writing about the spiritual piece of it, too, Alex. They're writing about the worship component. They're writing about a new religion.
Kurzweil, quote, says in the tagline for his movie that I know you've seen and talked about, Transcendent Man, he says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to be God.
Right. Yeah, and that's the ultimate sin. And, you know, that's the problem. What did Satan promise Adam and Eve in the garden?
You will be as gods.
You got it. And so Kurzweil is just like the snake with the apple, you know, however many years later. He's like the snake with the apple making you the same promise.
Yeah, no, they're going to download into your brain a wirehead, total ecstasy program. You'll go, I'm God, I must transcend and meet the Hellbop Comet. I'm killing my physical body. That's what they write about in their weird nihilistic writings.
Religious.
Well, they're no different than people putting on the white Nikes and the black outfits and taking barbiturates and drinking vodka.
Yeah, it is absolutely a cult, you know. And I mean,
no, they're a bunch of complete lunatics.
Totally, totally.
That's why it's religion. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
People often will say to me, "No, Catherine, I love everything you do except that Christian stuff." And I say, you know, dude, take a look at who we're fighting, because those people will absolutely talk religion to you. They will absolutely, you read their writing.
They're the ones that always push the atheist thing just so you're not looking at religion, but that everything they do is obsessed with the occult and how they're going to be God, and they don't want you looking at religion because they don't want you, quote, getting their Lucifer power, which they think are guarding, and then they hate Christians. And so they're like, oh, there's nothing going on. There's no spirits. Oh, great goblin, give me power. I mean, you know, they're just obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. So the people I would recommend people look at, Peter Cochran, Cochrane. His website's really dark. It's all futuristic. He's got a bunch of stuff out there on that. Obviously, Ray Kurzweil is the guy who's probably achieved the most, bestseller status with
his
books.
They say they will destroy the earth to keep on willing, and they just talk like total power tripping lunatics.
Yeah. I know, and you know, it plays right into their hands that the earth is becoming polluted, people are getting sick, our bodies are breaking down, because the more pollutants you put out there, the more people who get cancer. I mean, believe me, Alex, there have been times over the last 6 months I've thought, you know, I'd love to dump this body. It's betrayed me. It's not working so good right now, and you know, it's tough to go through cancer treatment.
But Catherine, that's the lie. They've added the poisons in on record to make normal life, normal birth impossible, total sterilization, where you've got to go to them and have the man and woman cell spliced. And then you think you're getting your baby with your genetics, but they can add their Trojan horse piggybacks in, just like they've done with GMO. That's why they're destroying all the crops and all the human and animal genetics while building giant underground animal and plant armored vaults.
You know, when people hear this, Alex, and they say, oh, that couldn't be possible. They could never coordinate something that large. Let me tell you, once you understand the spiritual piece of this, and you understand that we're not battling flesh and blood, but we are in an enormous spiritual battle on this planet right now. Once you get that, and you understand that there are chess pieces that are black and they're being moved on the board, and there's chess pieces that are white being moved on the board, there is a battle raging. I'm sure it's raging in the heavens.
Look, the New Agers... I mean, if they can't get it, it's a spirit of the air. You can't see it. You can call it a space invader if you want. But, I mean, there is the mystery of evil. There is that. There is a coordinating force outside of humans. You can call it spiritual, or you can call it whatever it is. And the elitists believe that. You know, they believe they're being directed. Yeah.
Yes, do they ever? Absolutely. So, and let me just, from a practical perspective, because I hate leaving people just going, yeah, this is so creepy. You know, there are practical things you can do. There are companies that you need to be paying more attention to. Facebook, I'm so glad, has come to the public's awareness with all of the privacy issues. I'm so glad Zuckerberg's sister came out and just said it like it is. We want to eliminate anonymity. We want to make
Schmidt
sure.
Schmidt came out and said, hey, we're watching you, big deal. You shouldn't do it if you don't want to be watched.
That's right. Right, and then, of course, he's the guy who wants his own stuff hidden, so don't even get me going on that guy. But, you know, Google's saying they want to be the mind of God. They got a picture of your house from a satellite. They're doing the drive-by thing. They're reading all of your email, and I always point this out. If you have a Gmail account, every email you write and send is being scanned. Keywords are going into your profile. They're watching everything. So hopefully we can get to
folks,
start page.
Yeah, folks, you think you're looking in a crystal ball and getting data with Google, but Sauron's looking back the other side. They are watching everything, and you're telling them what's really in your mind, where you're going, what you're doing. And it was NQTEL money. CIA money founded it. Pig Schmidt, all of them. They're just total front-level minions.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. Optics Planet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found. file from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
I say I'm not sure, but
okay, my main broadcast is over in 5 minutes, but I will do PrisonPlanet.tv only, InfoWars streams only, 5 minutes special comment. Because I have to, about what Media Matters is doing to us. You know they're getting ready to rebrand, quote, anybody who isn't a total communist, globalist, as a terrorist. And I'm always calling for nonviolence. And when Richard Poplawski, 2 hours after he shot and killed three cops, they downloaded the full contents of his computer and had Southern Poverty Law Center connected reporters say he did it for me. Turned out he hated me all over my website, attacked me on all the Nazi sites, and said I work for Israel. Didn't like me. And it turned out there were thousands of websites on his computer, but they chose to say I made him do it. And I'm getting to the point of litigation if people continue to take things out of context and imply that I'm calling for violence. And they've done it again, and I have a part about how they're trying to cause a civil war in America between the police and the public and the military. And I've got to find it later, but I know that I'm just going to go back to Catherine Albert, and I'll just finish it in the overdrive. But I know in the YouTube video, I then go on to say they want this clash, but we can't let it happen. Reach out to police and military. But see, they just take it all out of context where if a cop was reading this, and they just want to get a bunch of corrupt cops souped up to come set me up and kill me, whatever. You think I'm worried about death going up against Soros and all you people? The point is, we know what your bosses are getting ready to do in America to blame on us. I understand that. But it doesn't matter. You've got to be defeated or there's no future. Now, they got a bunch of young snot-nosed kids working there. I don't even know what they're doing. Compartmentalized idiots. But they did admit they wanted to infiltrate media organizations and destroy them from within. So we do have to run background checks on folks we hire. But it is just a real shame. And they also took out of context the helicopter plan the Sunshine Project in Texas discovered. They have knockout gases released on the public. And then all the statements about the elites about releasing viruses on us. And then they just make it sound like I'm crazy talking about that. So we'll just do another report on that for everybody to learn exactly what you're up to. Going back to Catherine Albrecht. Catherine, I'd love to have you back up in the near future soon. Tell us about, you were talking about Google, but you are the spokesperson for StartPage that we've promoted here, startpage.com, that actually lets you even get Google results without them spying on you.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. And, you know, we've talked about StartPage for years, you and I, and it is the way that you can access, it's a search engine for people who don't know that allows you to do searches without Google recording everything you search for. And, you know, never before have I seen the value of it, Alex, so much as having breast cancer because, you know, I'm typing in a lot of personal medical information into search engines. I want to know, what is this drug? What does that do? What is this treatment? And if I were doing that into Google, Google would know every aspect of my health treatment.
And then they have ads pop up. They admit they're doing it.
Crazy. Yeah. If I were typing in a doctor, you know, you get a new doctor, you type in the name, you get a prescription, you want to see what the side effects are. They record all of that. And so they know everything about you, who you're seeing, where you're going. It's crazy. So StartPage has been around for a couple of years. A lot of your listeners are huge fans of StartPage. And I want to thank you all for supporting StartPage because they're a great company. The amazing thing is that now StartPage is actually returning Google results. And a lot of people, they go to StartPage now, they see enhanced by Google. They're like, ooh, were you bought out by Google? I'm a VP with the company. I can say totally not. But what we are doing now is when you type in a query, you know, breast cancer, for example, StartPage servers, which are either in the Netherlands or in California, will go onto Google's website. They will put in the search for breast cancer. They'll get the results from Google.
Yeah,
and then
folks never get it. It's a proxy.
It's a proxy. They put it behind a firewall. Then they serve you the results. Google doesn't see you. Google just sees some computer in the Netherlands.
Now, what about StartPage? It's not logging IPs.
We'll be right back. Totally not. Totally private. And this ISP thing, if you use the proxy on StartPage, your ISP will not know where you even go. And that's the cool part if this horrible law passes. So StartPage.com. I vouch for them. I know you do, too. It's a great company. And
absolutely. People have got to vote with their feet and stop the NSA, known as Google and Pig Schmidt and the rest of them. Thank you, Catherine. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. I'll come back and internet only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.